Hey, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Sunday, July the 5th, 2020. The tarot card for today is Justice from the Way of the Panda Tarot. I want to say full moon blessings to everyone. Today is the full moon in Capricorn, which also features a penumbral lunar eclipse at 13 degrees Capricorn. Whew, man, we made it this far, okay? This is our third and final eclipse of this eclipse season. It is also the last Capricorn eclipse until July 18th of 2027. Psh, right? Those of you Capricorns, you got to be thinking, all right, I've had enough change. I've had enough things happening in my life, right? Yeah, because right now there's a lot of Capricorn energy that's going on. I may have mentioned this yesterday or the day before. We have this eclipse, okay, which was preceded by one that was in Sagittarius, then a solar eclipse in Cancer, also the final Cancer eclipse for a while. But you have recently seen Saturn go back into Capricorn, okay? Today's moon, of course, is in Capricorn. Pluto is also retrograding in Capricorn, as well as Jupiter. So, whatever Capricorn is all about in your life, this is the area that we're focused on today with this Justice card, for the most part, okay? Because when you think about this, it's a card of balance, right? And very often we see something in life that is out of balance. It's just not fair, okay? And there really seems to be, you got to remember, I see all the cards that are coming. So there really seems to be a tipping of the scales. Maybe not totally noticeable today, but there could be an event that takes place within 5 days either way of this eclipse that tips the scales, that brings about change in your life anywhere maybe up to 6 months down the road. Okay, so you got to really pay attention to how these things fall. But like I said, there is definitely a tipping of the scales that's here. The universe has a funny way of doing things sometimes. Very often when something happens, we're like, oh my God, you know, like, you don't even think you can deal with the change that it brings. But then as it starts to play out, the consequences of that event and where it's taking you, okay? Because this is definitely a card of, you know, consequence and karma. And when I say consequence, I'm referring to cause and effect. You know, it's like you make a choice, you do something, and it has a consequence. It has a reaction. But there's more here, and I feel it's more on a global scale, okay? Now, here in the U.S., this is a holiday weekend, okay? People are, you know, returning to work, they're partying, there's a lot that's going on, so it's rather complicated. But the word I want to use is lawlessness, okay? Whether it is something that is underhanded or dishonest that's taking place, it must be in full view, all right? That's all that I can say. And even if you're in another country in the world and it only pertains to the United States, the fact of the matter is that we are all connected and worldwide. Everyone sees what's going on. So wherever it is, whatever it is, I have a feeling that it is something that everyone sees. But it's also connected to the tipping of the scales and how it plays out and the things that are happening. You know, they remain to be seen. But, you know, never fear. The universe is on top of this. It's just sometimes a little exasperating when you see, like I said, you've got cause and effect, and you don't always know by what's happening today what the consequence of that is going to be. But you will know within a matter of, you know, days, weeks, months, what change it's bringing about. So, very interesting time. Like I said, you're getting near the end of it. Eclipse season ends on July the 20th at the second new moon in Cancer. And you still are in Mercury retrograde, so yeah, you got a little bit of a ways to go. But hang in there, because even if you can't see it, there is, like I said, it's that kind of wanting to go in the other direction, okay? Just keep that in mind. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.